5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin James.
And I'm back. Well, yeah, no, I didn't take... Well, I'm sorry. I know that I try to do a podcast once a week, but unfortunately, it's been very difficult. I had to, as you know, I like to do my podcast, what we call on Table Studio. I actually had to get a new table. So we kind of have a new studio. Yay, kind of excited. And then the other thing, which is probably the most important thing, is that I have a rule in my house. It's a simple rule, and it's a good rule, and it's a rule that we should be able to honor and respect and cherish, and that is papers before podcast. And so if I'm not able to, if I need to get my papers done or do a podcast, I'm sorry, paper's going to come first before podcast. I know. I'm sorry. Don't yell at me. I know that you love listening. I love doing these. This is fun for me. I love doing a podcast. I miss doing it. And then the other thing is I haven't been feeling well in the last couple of weeks. So please keep me in prayer. There's a lot going on. I want to go in more detail of that. But at this time I choose not to, but just know that my close friends knows what's going on. What? Yes, you are my close friends too. Yes, you are. Don't get mad, but, you know, I don't want to freak everybody out, because if I tell them what's going on, everybody's like, what? But just know, just keep me in prayer. There's a lot kind of going on, but God's in control. No, it's all good. It's all going to be okay. Maybe one day I will tell you what's going on, but just, I choose not to, and you have to respect that. Yay. Okay. I'm okay. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. But anyway, we got a really jam-packed show today because there's a lot going on. And first things first, I got this, I think yesterday, or yeah, I think it was yesterday, and it was from lifenews.com. And if you haven't familiar yourself with lifenews.com, I would encourage you to do that, because they're pushing always for the for pro-life. And as you know, if you listen to this podcast, we're extremely pro-life, and we should be. We all should be, because life begins at creation. Life is precious. All life, all the way from conception, all the way until the Lord takes them, until their day. And so we cherish that, and we're supposed to cherish that, right? I mean, that's kind of important. And but they're doing some hearings here on Capitol Hill. They're talking about they're doing this pro-life survivor protest act, and that's what they're calling this thing they're trying to push for. It's happening on Capitol Hill. There's a hearing, but again, you're probably not going to hear about this because the Democrats are trying to impeach Trump for a conversation that he had with another president that actually he didn't say, that he actually said what he did. But in legal terms, he has every right to do whatever he wants to do. It's stated by the Constitution. And so they're doing their thing. And so again, the media is not going to report this. But because you turn into the Justin James Show, and this podcast, by the way, that's the name of this podcast, I'm reminding myself, not you, that you're going to hear stuff like this. Now, of course, if you always want to be part of the program, and you welcome to be, and you're always welcome to be part of the program, you can always email me. And the email is really simple. It's Justin James, that's my name, show, which is, so make sure you put two S's there, because James has an S and show has an S, and at gmail.com. That's right. I got a Gmail account. Yay. But anyway. And from there, you can email me your questions, your concerns, your disagreements, or if you'd like to be on the program, email me. I'll call you up. I'll bring you on. We'll have, if you agree with me or you disagree with me, hey, we'll talk about it. That's what this show's about, because we're around the table, you know, table, studio, get it? Okay. Anyway, well, important, unfortunately, this story is not no joking games, and there's no pun intended in this. In fact, this is a heart-wrenching story, and I want to read this to you. This week, hearing at Capitol Hill on the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Protection Act, that's what this name of this bill is, they're doing a hearing on this, Congressman Chris Smith, who actually wrote this article, by the way, for Life News, he's the chair of the pro-life caucus. That means throughout the Republican Party, there's different caucuses, there's different groups, you know. It's kind of like high school. You know, you got this little group over there, you got this little group over there, but they're all under the umbrella of the same high school. But same thing with the Republican Party. They have these little caucus, these little groups. But he is the chair of the pro-life caucus group. And he issued a following statement. In Florida, at an abortion clinic in Florida, this particular woman delivered a live baby at 23 weeks. At 23 weeks, this baby was alive. The owner of the clinic, now I'm going to remind you, if you have kids, if you want to pause this and listen to it later, I recommend that, because this is going to get pretty sad, but I have to talk about this. The owner of the clinic took the baby, who was gasping for air. That means the baby was born, the baby was getting air, trying to get air, the abortion didn't work, the baby's crying for air, trying to get air in its lungs, which is natural, what a human being does. The owner cut the umbilical cord, threw her, the baby, into a biohazard bag, and put her in the trash. Heartbroken, the mother had the funeral with her baby who, of course, it was a live baby. And they threw this baby away. And the reason why they're doing this and they're talking about this is because, in fact, I think Dr. William Cates, former head of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, in other words, CDC, okay? Abortion Survivor Unit. He is the guy who is a part of the Abortion Survivor Unit. This is what he says about live births in an abortion clinic. Little known because organizations like for Organization Medical, from fear of public cry. Because, I mean, when you hear about babies being born and shoved into a biohazard bag and thrown into the trash, you don't think the public's going to do something about that? That's murder. That is murder. That's murder. I mean, you are literally, you are thinking out, I'm going to do this. If this happens, this is going to be the protocol. If this happens, I'm going to take this child, throw a bag around it, suffocate her with a plastic bag, and throw this child in the trash. And it's murder. You can't spin this. And we're doing this here in the United States. And we're wondering why we're at the state of mind that we are at. This show, we deal with a Christian worldview. We talk about what a Christian worldview is. And I keep telling people and hounding people this. And I get hit back with this all the time. You cannot be a Bible-believing Christian who believes in Christ and who is your King and Lord and Savior. That means He is a part of your life day in, day out. And honestly believe that this is moral according to Scripture. Unlike that mayor in, the mayor who's running for president, he actually said that abortion is okay because we are born. When we're born, that's when God's Spirit fills us. No, actually we know this because a psalm says He formed us in His mother's womb. Yes, He breathed life into Adam, but Adam was His first creation. I love it how politicians and people love to talk about theology, but yet they don't know nothing about it. And then when we have people like myself or Dr. Schiffer, who I brings on the program, or people who actually understand scripture and listens to scripture, I mean, read scripture and study scripture and does research papers on scripture and literally devote their life for the word of God. When we come out and we say something like this, immediately we're discredited. But yet a politician in a city who has zero theological background clearly says, oh yeah, it's godly to do abortions. That's the world we're living in the United States. And we're wondering why we're at where we're at. But this is interesting here. He goes on, Dr. Gates, because these clinics are scared because they're going to get a public outcry. But listen to this, or threats, or God forbid, an embarrassment. He says, it's like turning yourself into the IRS for an audit. What is there to gain? So here's this guy who's a part of this, and he says, listen, these abortion clinics are not going to report this, because if they report this, they're going to show that they're inadequate, and they're going to show how evil they really are. This girl at 23 weeks was a living being and was murdered by the hands of this clinic owner. For the sake, because she didn't want her clinic to be embarrassed because they could not do a proper abortion. It's sick. All the way across the board. This is murder. This is capital murder. This is the same thing as someone literally getting up in the morning, thinking through how I'm going to kill or eliminate another human being. I'm thinking about it. I know the plans I'm going to do. I have the tools. I have the instruments. I know exactly how I'm going to dispose the body. That is murder one down to the letter of the law. And there's a guy, there was a movie actually that came out. And it talks about this here, a Philadelphia abortionist, Kermit Gonsnell. We probably heard that name flying around, and he got caught for doing this same thing. He was conveniently murdering children who were born after attempted abortions, and he got thrown into jail by the grand jury. And the report goes on, Gosnell had a simple solution for unwanted babies he delivered. He killed them. He didn't call it that, but he killed him. Now, I want you to think for a second. I really want you to understand, when we're looking at all of this stuff going on right now in our culture, we have a 16-year-old girl at the United Nations crying, saying, "You look what you're doing to us about climate change." And the whole news media is following the 16-year-old girl who, first of all, if you read more of that story, that's sad, by the way, what they have done to her. But yet, we're the enemies. But yeah, a 16-year-old girl knows more about climate change than actually the people and scientists and people who actually studied it. Well, I mean, it's obvious because, you know, you had Dr. Al Gore tell us that the Earth was going to die, what, 2015? 16? When was it? What year is it now? 19? Okay. Well, that prediction went bad. But yet, they don't want to deal with this. They don't want to deal with this. Ethically, As a Christian, you should be, We should be standing up for this. Now, and I've talked about this constantly on this program because this is an issue that we need to talk about. But the pro-choice people, and we have Christians who claim themselves to be pro-Christian. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they come on my show, I'm going to have, you can't be a Christian and be pro-choice, period. You cannot be a follower. And here's the thing. There's a difference between being saved. Oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus. He took away my sins. Oh, yes, I'm saved. I can no longer, I'm going to now go to heaven. But see, here's the thing. The good works that we do is not because we're trying to earn our way into heaven. The good works we do is because we've already got grace to go into heaven. And we understand the lordship of submitting under Christ Jesus. Okay? So I want you to understand that. And I keep pushing that because people say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. No, listen, don't tell me you're a Christian and you support this. Nowhere in Scripture does it say this. Oh, well, it talked about slaughtering all of these Philistines in the Old Testament. But the Philistines were doing this. Do you not understand? The Philistines were sacrificing their children, and God said, no, my people are going to go in and eliminate these evildoers. God deals with this. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this program and you disagree with a lot of us on political side and you think that Donald Trump is going to be this and you don't like Trump, you're not going to like what God is saying. Because Trump, at least with this guy, he's pro-life. I can get behind that. He's pro-family. I can get behind that. And he's definitely anti-social. I'm going to tell you right now, antisocialist, all it wants to do is destroy us, and we want to turn the government and the politicians into the religious leaders because they're always saying, we have the answers. We have the answers. We know more than you know. We know how to prevent all of this. We know how to solve climate, all of these issues. We know how to solve all the financial issues. Listen to their rhetoric. If you don't know what rhetoric is, go back to the very first podcast I did. I did an episode exactly on rhetoric. But, I mean, I want you to understand this. This is sickening right here. And all of us need to be aware of this. I'm going to post this on the link there. So I want you to read it, and I want you to share it with all your friends. And I want you to understand that this our country is never going to be blessed because of this. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My ode to just.
You're listening to The Justin James Show. If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omaddenaerialphotography.com. Omadden Aerial Photography, the finest in the air. You're listening to The Justin James Show.
A little feel-good music there. A little Salvador. I'm going to tell you, I saw those guys live, and I mean, you want to have a good time. Or as my good friend Elizabeth always says, if you want to have a Holy Ghost party, go see Salvador. I'm going to tell you, they know how to throw it down in the music, you know. Now, I'm gonna say this because I can, and this is my podcast, and I can do this. Again, welcome back to the Justin James Show. Welcome back. We're so glad that you're here. And again, anytime you'd like to be a part of the program, my email address is justinjamesshow@gmail.com. That's justinjamesshow@gmail.com. And you're welcome to email me anything you want. If you don't like the program, tell me why. But you got to tell me why. You can't just say you don't like the program. You can like it. You got to be a little bit more in detail about that, okay? The other thing is, if you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to be on the show, tell me, hey, I disagree with you on that. I'd like to be a part of the program. I want to talk. I'm going to bring my points. I will happily bring you on because I'm a cool host like this. Now, because this is my podcast and I can do this and I'm going to get in trouble. I know I am. Anybody playing fantasy football out there? Okay. Now, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay this season, and I'm playing with some really great, great friends of mine. And there was this one guy who I'm playing. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was undefeated this season until he played me. And guess what? This last week, yep, I beat him. I knocked him off his undefeated seat, and I feel so good about it. And it was sweet victory because it was only by 1 point. It was because I had the kicker from LA. And if you watch the game on Sunday night, you can tell, you know, it was a really close game. And I had the kicker that from LA, and he kicked it in for me, no pun intended. You know, I get to have this victory lap. Now, next week, I don't know what's going to happen, but this week, I'm going to enjoy my victory lap, okay? And I have the right to do that. So, I won, and I'm happy for it. So, I'm going to get in trouble for it, but that's okay. And he probably will email me and come on the program and correct me. Especially after this next week, because, you know, you reap what you sow, right? No? Yes? I don't know. Well, anyway. This next topic I want to talk about, we deal with religious liberty. And this was an interesting topic that's been going on. It just came out a couple of days ago. We've all kind of been studying Chicago. Of course, with Chicago, we usually think about gun violence, but there's other things going on in that city. One of the big things that's going on in the city is Chicago is suppressing religious liberty. And you got to understand this, is that there in the Millennium Park, that's where the bean is at, the shiny bean there in Chicago. They are literally telling people that they cannot evangelize in a public park. It is a public park, keyword public. And now there's different ways of evangelism and there's different ways of sharing your faith now. And I get that. I love evangelism. I study evangelism. I look at this. It's an area that I really enjoy. I love dealing with missions. I love dealing with, sharing our faith with other people. In fact, I've talked about that several times, but anyway. But the key of this is that you have the right to do that in our United States, because we have the right to what we call free speech. That's why I'm able to do this podcast. That's why we have what we call talk radio. That's why we have news conference news. We have all of this stuff because it falls under the freedom of press, the freedom of speech. And to be honest with you, that's why they have the right to burn a flag. Now, because my friends are in the military and because I have really close friends that serve and that I think that they're just the most awesomest people in the world, because they're able to serve. And, not the fact that I didn't want to serve. It's that, I think I told you the story, right? Before, haven't I? Well, anyway, I went to go take the computerized test, and apparently the whole system went haywire and everybody walked out with like a 4 or 3. And there was like 40, 30 people in that room and everybody walked out with the same score. The recruiter was like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to retake the test. And I think all of us kind of looked at each other and like, I'm not doing that again. But that was a way of saying, no, maybe God doesn't want me to do that. But just because I'm not serving doesn't mean that I cannot honor those who serve, because they do an incredible job of protecting this country. And making sure that we have the rights to have freedom, like the freedom of speech. So when you're dealing with this, this idea of freedom of speech, you got to understand it doesn't just apply to one particular area. It applies all across the board. Now, what Chicago has done, and this is what they're saying. In fact, what's happening, a group of 4 Wheaton College, Wheaton College is the famous Christian college up in Chicago that Billy Graham graduated from. It's a really, really prestigious theological or religious institute. In fact, I know several people who graduated from there, and they're incredibly they know their stuff. Put it that way. But apparently, a group of 4 Wheaton College students is pushing back after the Chicago's Millennium Park restricts any type, hang on, listen to this, any type of evangelism. Now, evangelism is mainly just sharing your faith, okay? So if I'm at a bookstore and I'm talking to the person behind the register or wherever, and I'm saying, hey, do you go to church anywhere? That is a type of evangelism. Mainly, it's a way that you can share your faith. And there's different ways of doing that. There's different ways of expressing your faith. There's different models of evangelism. But here, according to the story, this is on CBN News, restricts any type of evangelism. That means you are not allowed to open your mouth, dictate out of your tongue through your breath, any type of words that deal with Jesus Christ. And is he your personal savior? Did you get that? That is a violation. And that's a violation to our Constitution. But again, we're dealing with people who do not want to deal with religious freedom. In fact, this right here is why we have of the pastors from the beginning of time, the beginning of our country, who wanted to come in and deal with religious freedom because they were being oppressed by the Church of England. And so one of the things that came in over here, they're saying, no, hey, we need religious freedom because we want to be able to exercise and be able to do the things we want to do, i.e. baptism. I know that's probably a little bit more, but that's really what was kind of going on, because you could be baptism, in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and be able to come and come to faith with that, not necessarily undergoing being baptized into the Church of England. Though I have some very good friends that are part of the Church of England, they're very, very smart. They're very, they love the Lord, and there's nothing wrong with fellowshipping and going to the Church of England. But at that time, at the beginning of our country, the Church of England was mandating people need to be in the Church of England because it was a way for them to, listen to this, it was a way for them to suppress the people socially, politically. Okay, let me repeat this again. It's a way to suppress the people socially and politically. Again, everything wants to be big religion. That's where we get all of these anti-theists. They want to come in. They're anti-religion. I mean, they're anti-theists because anything with God is going to disgust them. But the point about it is they don't want anything to deal with organized religion. In fact, that's why they say organized religion is the greatest terrorist on the face of the earth. Actually, it's not. It's liberalism and it's socialism, because you're removing any type of aspect of where we are and who we are and what we believe in. Because when you start teaching kids, like the 16-year-old, hey, climate change is destroying the earth, and you know what? You're not going to have any future, because in 5 years, the earth is going to be destroyed because of what the adults are doing. No wonder she's crying on national TV, because her future has been literally marked out. But the whole gimmick of this is bigger government. Hey, listen, let bigger government come underneath us. We are going to save you. We are the saviors because we understand what we're talking about. Well, listen to the speeches of the Democratic Party. They're doing the exact same thing. They're saying this rhetoric. They're continually saying this word rhetoric. Hey, we know how to fix all these problems because we understand how to fix these problems, because what you need is, you don't need Jesus. You don't need church. What you need is government, 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 government. Let's give more government, more power, more mandate, and therefore everybody will be happy because we know how to fix everything because of your big brother government. And honestly, that's kind of what was going on back in the old days when the founding of the country with the Church of England. But they were using a religious platform to be able to push this. And so that's why we have, you know, religious freedom. And that's an important thing to have. And you know what? I don't have a problem with, and again, when you look at what's going on in schools, you can have people, I don't care if you have people who are Islam or Muslim, and they want to go and they want to pray in their closet, and they want to go to the special room and pray. I don't have a problem with that, as long as you let the Christians do the same thing. Now, where I stand, of course, I'm going to fall with more of the Christian, and of course, the doctrine of Christian and the understanding that only Christ can save. But you cannot give one bigger than the other. We talked about that last time I did the podcast. We talked about Christian nationalism. There is no Christian nationalism. That's why I brought it up. I thought it was ridiculous. And this is a prime example of it. Again, I would love to know who's bringing this up. About, oh yeah, look at the Christian nationalism. Again, it all comes down to the attack on Donald J. Trump. Because he's doing things, he's pushing for a conservative agenda, and he's doing things that the American people need to have happen. Okay? That is what it is. And I'm going to tell you, it's all about him, and it's about the Christians that follow him. And the more that you get this hate in the heart, and the more that you pull away from Scripture, the more that you're going to get yourself all caught up in this whole area here. And again, you're going to agree with this. So again, restricts any type of evangelism. Now, I can understand that you don't want somebody on a soapbox with a loudspeaker screaming out, repent, repent. Okay, now, I get the John the Baptist reference, but again, I can get that. But any type of evangelism, you don't want that. Now, here's the thing. The park is one of the Windy City's top tourist attractions. So, you know, 25 million visitors every year, and it's the number one tourist attraction in the Midwestern United States, according to Wikipedia, which I don't know why they're even using Wikipedia. It's not a source. But here's the thing, though. It's an essential part of Christianity to share the gospel. Now, I love this with this Jeremy Chong, who's a sophomore at the college. He says, listen, part of my faith is to share the gospel. Why? Because, again, it's not about my works to get me in heaven. It's the fact that I'm in heaven that I'm going to show my works. Okay? 4 students have used the park to preach and hand out evangelism literature, which is tracts. Nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with preaching. Again, it depends on how you do it. I can talk to people all the time, and I do every day. I talk to my waitress or waiterer. Now, again, if they're really busy, I try not to hold on to that. They file a lawsuit within that. So anyway, so this is a thing that's been going on. They file this lawsuit. They're doing these different things. And so because they are restricting their freedom of religion. And these setting these new rules of freedom of speech. Listen to saying the rules restrict their rights to freedom of speech in public form and infringing on the student's right to exercise their religion. Part of Christianity is sharing the faith. So again, when you restrict that, now here's the funny thing about this. Now, on this particular thing, you had Ed Snyder come on, who's the, I mean, everybody knows who Dr. Snyder, I mean, the dude's huge. And he's the Billy Graham Distinctive Chair of for the church. I mean, he's part of, he's Wheaton in college. He went from Southern to Wheaton. And he actually says, this is funny. He actually says in the article that, hey, the ACLU should have immediately come out and say, this is crazy. But the ACLU will never do that. Because the ACLU doesn't care about the religious liberty at all. Only it cares about is the religious liberty of their own cliche, their own group, you may want to say. The word I was looking for was caucus. Their own group. That's all they care about. So, yeah, we have this, and we have to understand, but we think that the lawsuit is much more about our clients. It has a right to public to receive literature and receive speeches, the plaintiff's attorney says, John Mulick, tells the newspaper. The public park and the sidewalks are traditional places where people were only places where you can freely communicate, and now they want to take that away, he said. And that's true. That is absolutely true. You cannot restrict freedom of speech. Now, of course, we're not asking to scream fire in a movie theater. That's against the law. But still, you have the right to be able to communicate whatever you want to communicate with on the side of the street. Just go to New York. You're going to hear it. Hey, you! You know, you're going to have freedom of communication there in New York. It's probably in Chicago, too. I mean, I'm from the South, but I got friends from the North. You know, how you doing? Did I do that right? According to the attorneys, the students were told by park staff back in December of 2018 that they could no longer preach or hand out literature. Over the next several months, the students continued to share their gospel at the park. During that period, they were approached by the park employees. Only one time they were told they could not preach at the park. In April, the City Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, which runs that controls the Millennium Park, updates park rules. One new rule divided the park into 11 rooms or sections, prohibiting the making of speeching and passing out written communication in 10 of the 11 sections. Okay, so this is, let me kind of break this down for you. What they did was, they said, okay, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to break out all these different safety rooms. So we're going to have this room here, this section here. You could do this. This is the Christian area. This is the Hindu area. This is the atheist area. This is the climate change people. Yeah, right. That's, no. But you're going to say, no, that's still restricting your freedom of speech because you're saying I can only have freedom of speech only in a designated area. And unfortunately, that is not what the Constitution says. In fact, they're violating the Constitution. Well, what makes you this? I'm just reading it. Come on, Ed. So, I mean, this is stuff that we need to deal with. This is why we have this podcast. And so, again, if you'd like to be a part of the program, it's justinjamesshow@gmail.com. justinjamesshow@gmail.com. You're welcome to come on part of the program anytime you want. And something else. And again, if you like this program and you want to contribute and say, hey, listen, I really like this program. I like your message. I like what you're doing here. This is a ministry to me. I do this because I love doing radio. I love this. This is fun for me. But if you want to contribute, hey, I don't have a problem with that because this is helping me spread the gospel around the world because everyone around the world listens to this. And a lot of my podcasts, I do dive in from interesting things. I try to deal with things relevant in the United States, but, you know, I do this. So if you want to contribute, I have no issues with that. I'm not going to tell you how much to contribute, $100, but again, I'm not going to tell you how to contribute. What? Oh, well, okay. Sorry about that. All right. I had a weird look from my producer, like, what did you just do? But anyway, if you want to contribute, you're welcome to. You can go, I use Anchor FM. This is the host site that I use to for my podcast, and you can click on there to sponsor, and you can add anything you want. There's different fields. There's different ways you can add, you know, if you want to add, you know, $15 a month or $10 a month or whatever you want to do. Hey, listen, it's for a good cause, right? Because this is an awesome podcast. Everybody loves a podcast. And then second, I want to ask you to continue to keep me in prayer. This is a heavy semester for me, and I'm going to continue to do what I need to do because I love education. I believe in education, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. And this is my classroom. You know that, right? And so I try to teach and I try to help and I try to explain things in a way that we can. So if you want to help this ministry out, because I look at this as a ministry, hey, please. If you can't, that's fine. Pray for me. Continue to pray for me because I am under a lot of, I do get attacked a lot. I know that the enemy is out there and he doesn't want me to preach the gospel. He doesn't want me to share these facts about abortion and what's going on. Definitely the media doesn't want to do that. So these are important issues that we need to talk about. And these are important issues that we need to be aware about because, there's a famous verse, our people perish because of lack of knowledge. Now, I know I got friends that are going to be screaming at me, you're taking that out of context. But in reality, and I mean, in the retrospect of things, it really is true. We don't understand things. And because we don't understand things, we immediately jump into a situation where we don't want to be in. And what's happening in our country is exactly that. And so when I look at the playing field or the horizon and I see what's happening, I see a lot of things that we need to correct. And I see a lot of things that we as Christians, we need to do. So please stand up and fight and be proud that you are a servant of the King. Don't ever, ever, ever let anybody tell you you're a lesser person because you're a Christian. In fact, you're more of a person because you're a Christian. You are a child of God and you understand what God has did for you and he has done for you and where you're going. You have the faith, you have the hope, and you have truth on your side. And don't let anyone anyone take that away from you. We got ourselves, we see eye to eye here. Good. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I got to run, but listen, God bless you and continue to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Continue to do that. Pray for your pastor. Keeps going to church on Sunday mornings. That's really important. And that's where you'll be able to get yourself enriched into the word. And that's super important. And get involved with Sunday school. I was talking with somebody the other day and they said that they feel like they're the loneliest person in church. I said, well, are you in Sunday school? They're like, no. Well, duh. Because you're not part of a small group. You're not part of a group. You're not engaging with people. You're not interacting with people. And you're not able to share have people pray for you and be a part of that. And I'm going to tell you, Sunday school is not supposed to be a political game. Oh, wow, look at this person. You know, he's richer than I am. Or he drives a nicer car than I do. Or, oh, wow, look at that person. He's poorer than I am. Sunday school is about believers coming together and encouraging one another. You can go back to Intro to Discipleship. There's a podcast I did on that about a couple of months ago within that. So anyway, God bless. You take care. We'll see you next week.
Justin James.